El Paso, thank you very much.
And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's cantina below.
Walls save lives. Walls save tremendous numbers of lives.
Walls do not save lives. Walls end lives.
Murders, murders, murders. Killings, murders.
We saw in El Paso, where there was high traffic of illegal crossings, we built a wall and the crossings plummeted.
El Paso has been the safest city in the United States of America, safe long before a wall was built here. In fact, a little less safe after that wall was built.
Plans for a smart, strategic, see-through steel barrier or wall. Let's go to wall.
Stop the human traffickers, stop the drug traffickers, and build the wall.
We want to build it fast.
We stand for America, and we stand against walls.
Because walls are not immoral, as it was said.
We are a city of immigrants.
They said that progress is being made with this committee. Just so you know, we're building the wall anyway.
Welcome to The Takeaway. I'm Arun Roth, sitting in for Tanzina this week. Lots of talk last night in El Paso, where the president, along with Senator Ted Cruz, held a political rally across town from Democrat Beto O'Rourke. But the real action was going on in D.C. With the Friday deadline looming, lawmakers in Washington say they've reached a tentative budget deal that would keep the government funded through the end of September. Once the deal is finalized, it still needs to pass the House and the Senate and get a sign-off from President Trump. One potential sticking point for that presidential signature, the deal only puts about $1.4 billion towards building barriers along the U.S.-Mexico border. That's significantly lower than the $5.7 billion the president demanded for the border wall during the 35-day-long partial government shutdown. For the latest on the ongoing budget negotiations, we turn now to Damian Poletta, White House economic policy reporter for The Washington Post. Damian, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So we have to stipulate again, this is a tentative deal. We'll use quotation fingers, put an asterisk by it. But walk us through what we know right now. What exactly would that $1.4 billion I just mentioned be allocated for?
Sure. So it would be allowed, it could be used to build new wall barrier type structures along the Mexico border, you know, focused in the Rio Grande section of Texas. But it would essentially fund about 55 miles of border wall. Now, President Trump wanted, you know, close to $6 billion that he thought could get him close to 250 miles of border wall. So this, you know, is much less than he had requested, but it does allow them to actually start building new wall, which is something the White House had struggled for 2 years to get Congress to approve so far.
And what they're building, you know, it could be a wall or something else, sort of depending on where you stand on this.
Right. I think exactly. Now, it's not going to be a huge, you know, cement or concrete wall. It's probably going to be the steel slat type structure that it already exists in a lot of parts of the border. But right, it would be, you know, a large barrier to prevent people and vehicles from crossing from Mexico into the United States. Now, obviously, it's a 2,000-mile border. There's already, you know, 600 or 700 miles of barrier. This would be another 55 miles. So, you know, it could be substantial in the area where it's put, but it's not going to, you know, in any way seal off the border completely between the United States and Mexico.
A major point of contention in these negotiations, going up the last few days, has been the number of beds that Immigration and Customs Enforcement can have in its detention centers. First, explain why that was such a sticking point and how did they find a way to work around it?
Right. I mean, this issue kind of snuck up on a lot of us because we'd all been fixated on the dollar amount that was going to be allocated for constructing a wall. But it really flared up, you know, Saturday and Sunday. The Republicans in the White House wanted a lot of flexibility to detain essentially as many people as they thought necessary who were in the United States illegally, you know, including people with, you know, charged with crimes, people who were charged with misdemeanors, et cetera. And Democrats felt like the way that the language was being constructed, it would give the White House and Republicans the ability to detain almost a limitless number of people, as many people as they wanted indefinitely. You know, so the White House could essentially just round up undocumented workers if they felt like it. And so there was this big fight over how exactly this language could be used. I think Democrats tried to put their foot down on Saturday, but by Monday they felt like they had an understanding with Republicans that the language would be more narrowly tailored. So, you know, I think it was confusing for a lot of people that it became this big issue that could force a government shutdown, but both sides kind of worked it out on Monday and feel like comfortable with the way it would be implemented.
Does a deal have a cap on the number of beds?
It does have a cap, but there is flexibility. You know, it's seen by some as a cap and it's seen by others as a floor. There is some flexibility, though, for the White House in certain situations to hold more people if they feel it's necessary. So I feel like the Democrats felt like in the final project it could not be abused by the White House. But at the same time, Republicans felt like there was a flexibility there so that there wouldn't be in a situation where they'd have to let people with criminal, you know, violent criminal records go.
Now, we heard President Trump tell supporters in El Paso that that wall is still going to be built. But since that is not in this deal, what does that mean that Trump is going to turn to that state of emergency option to fund the wall?
Great question. And, you know, really all eyes are on him now. I remember the last government shutdown in December. We got to the Tuesday before the deadline. And everyone thought everything was going to be fine. And then the wheels came off Wednesday night. Right. So there's a lot of things that could still, you know, make this thing not work out. He does believe, and the reason that the White House kind of backed down from their dollar demand on wall money is they feel like they have the flexibility to be able to redirect existing funds to create, you know, more potentially hundreds of miles of wall along the border. Now, if they can do that legally, you know, no one's really sure. The White House feels like they can. One option for them that they've been studying closely is to declare a national emergency along the Mexico border and therefore redirect money from, you know, military projects and use that to create a wall. Now, it might be a little tricky if they say, on the one hand, they're signing a bipartisan bill that does allow them to build 55 miles of new wall, and at the same time, it's an emergency and, you know, they need more money. That might be kind of tricky for them. We're not really sure how that's going to work. I'm sure the White House is looking at that and what precedent there might be now as they decide whether or not they're going to support this final deal.
Damian Paletta is the White House economic policy reporter for The Washington Post. Damian, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.